Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Michelle Goetz, Senior Analyst at Forrester Research. In this podcast, we're going to discuss something that's very big today, and that's digital disruption and how to prevent it. This is what Michelle is also going to be speaking at Forrester's upcoming Embracing Digital Disruption, a forum for business architecture and business process professionals. And this will be taking place this October 17th and 18th in Orlando, Florida. So first of all, Michelle, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Now to kick it off, exactly what is digital disruption and why would you say it's so prevalent today?
Well, digital disruption is really about using digital devices to go about your daily business. We're not a pen and paper environment anymore. We use our smartphones to talk to people, to text message, to take pictures of what's going on, to use social media. We don't always watch TV anymore. We can watch on our computers, on our iPads, even on our mobile devices. So digital disruption is really working within a digital world and sharing information in ways that we haven't done so before.
That makes a lot of sense, and especially the fact that it's just exploded so much as of late. Now, how can this cause information corruption in an enterprise?
So what you find is that there's no standards in the way that information is collected, is shared, is delivered, and you don't always want to constrict that. You want to keep communication flowing. You want to keep information flowing. I mean, information is our business now. So really what happens is apps that you're using may not be as rigorous in the way that they collect information. You can enter in your name however you want. You can enter in your phone number or email address however you want. You can even text message without having to use proper grammar or even use words at all. You're using symbols to describe what you're trying to say. And all of this makes it difficult to understand and decipher content and context in our traditional means, as well as sometimes information doesn't even exist or is collected, so you don't have context for what was just being shared. So how do you make sense of all of that?
Then I guess the key question of all this is, how would you say information corruption can be prevented, and how can companies get on top of all of this?
It's really about thinking of what is the value that that information is going to provide to your business. How do you want to use information to evolve your business, to grow your business, to drive innovation? You have to put information and the sources of that information back into context of your business objectives. Not everything out there is trustworthy. Not everything out there is decipherable. So you really need to understand policies to put into place and mechanisms to determine when and when not to either bring information in or even to trust the information. The trust is a huge piece, too. You need to consider, in some cases, loosely defined or understood information still provides value. It gives you a direction of where your market may be headed or what people are interested in. But you're also using that information within context of what is your own experience and other anecdotal information. So it's not the only way to utilize information to drive your business. But in other situations, when you're having a conversation directly with your customer, say in a customer service engagement, or someone is trying to purchase something from you, you need to be much more specific and precise about that information so that you deliver a quality experience. Then governance really matters, and you do need precision in your information, and you do need to be able to capture it in a way that will make sense and can be trusted. So thinking about how you govern information coming in and flowing through your business processes or utilized in analytics is one way to prevent information corruption that then has an impact on your business. Now, that's from a policy perspective. But then the other side of that is, how do you institute those policies back into your infrastructure, your digital architecture, your digital information? And there you want to try and institute business rules at various points within business processes, within engagement paths, and different value streams within your organization back to partners, customers, and other sources of information, so that there's an automated fashion in the way that that brings that in, and you're providing stronger controls and governance as information moves into areas that are going to be in more widespread use and have to be highly trusted, or you have them available to at least provide a little bit more structure and context in areas where the information is coming in and it's just too hard to make sense just looking at it at face value.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Now, on the flip side, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen companies make with digital disruption?
I wouldn't necessarily classify it as a mistake. I think that the pace of sort of digital disruption has certainly increased. There's been a lot of game changing. It's changed, you know, whole business models. So it's not that you're making wrong choices necessarily, but you're looking to make choices to help you understand this new landscape. And most companies today are sort of in sandbox mode. Big data has been such a huge topic of discussion, particularly from analytics of late. And a lot of organizations don't understand what's in big data. They're just getting used to the technologies that you need to assess and then analyze information from, you know, these large data sources. And so they set them out into a silo, and they play with them and get used to it and see what they can find. There's a lot of discovery going on, not just around insight, but also about how to use technology to gain that insight. The challenge of that is you create the silo of information and value of insight. Eventually, you need to bring that back into your traditional environments. Your traditional environments today aren't necessarily set up or agile enough to take in this information and sort of connect to this big data world. And so that becomes a challenge, because in the sandbox approach, the goal was, how do I get insight? It wasn't, how do I eventually bring these two worlds together so I can operationalize that insight? So now companies have to think about, you know, the things that they weren't, you know, considering when it was in a sandbox, in a learning and an education mode. So they have to reevaluate what is it that they did learn as they were working with big data and analytics and getting, you know, great information that they can make business decisions on, and how much of that, or how is that information structured to then be brought back into those traditional operational environments. That's really where the challenge comes in. And you need that sandboxing, because not only does it provide you the information, but sometimes that's your agility. It's short, it's lower resources, and you're able to deliver value quickly. But when you institute that on a consistent basis versus doing that in, you know, certain situations when it makes more sense, then mistakes can happen, because you've adopted too much of an agile, ungoverned environment, and now you wind up with a significant amount of technical debt, because it's not just one sandbox environment that you have to connect into your operations, but it's a multitude of them. And businesses get bogged down, and they're held back from the innovation that they were actually trying to achieve by leveraging all of this data.
Very interesting. Now, can you bring this into the real world, any like possible real world examples you can give me of big data mastery, in essence?
There's a couple ways. I mean, certainly if you think about who was at the forefront of big data, the Googles, the Amazons, the Yahoos of the world, certainly they were standing up their big data environments and their disruptive environments from scratch. But they had to think about the same things that any other organization thinks about. They have to think about how to manage this information. How do you govern this information? What information do you trust? I mean, Google is notorious for continuously reevaluating their algorithms to refine their search strategies to ensure that proper context is put together and evaluating how they grab that information and make sense of it. Organizations have to start doing that as well. Not very many of them have really embarked in a full seamless strategy to address this. You still see a lot of sandboxing when it comes to big data analytics. But you are seeing questions arising, and organizations are at that tipping point where they do want to move into that operational environment. So really where I'm seeing this and where some first steps are being taken is within retail environments. You know, they've taken a first step to look at behavioral information as they've been working with agencies on their advertising plans and advertising programs, and taking those insights and putting that back into the way that they remodel and create offers to get customers engaged and buying more products. So there's been a little bit of a handoff there, but now they're trying to put into systems where it's a seamless understanding of what happens in a social environment, what happens when you're shopping at the store, what happens when you're shopping off of your mobile device or on your laptop, and instituting that within automation programs, marketing automation programs, to then deliver offers and send out communications and have a closed loop in the way that they engage with customers. So that's starting to really come together. And you're also seeing that within utilities and oil and gas. They've been working with big data for an awfully long time, and now they're just trying to take the next step in a more mature platform and balancing off how do they manage and model information versus what do they have to think about in terms of processing volumes to get that information more into a real-time environment. So the analytics a lot of times might have been there, but the operational aspect and sort of moving at the speed of information to obtain business value is where I see a lot of organizations trying to get to.
Gotcha. Excellent information as well, and I think certainly one of the keys for any business going forward is mastery of information. So this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Michelle Goetz of Forrester Research. And those listening, make sure you check out Embracing Digital Disruption, a forum for business architecture and business process professionals happening in October in Orlando. So thank you so much, Michelle Goetz.
Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.